This is VOA News. I'm Michael Brown reporting. Violence is flaring for a second day between Israel and the Palestinians. AP correspondent Ben Thomas reports.
Israeli forces conducting a rare daytime raid in the Jenin refugee camp in the West Bank, a militant stronghold. 9 Palestinians were killed, 7 said to be militants, 1 a 61-year-old woman. Deadliest single raid in the territory in over 2 decades. Triggered angry demonstrations as mourners carried the bodies through the streets of Jenin and more clashes. While Hamas, the Islamic militant group that controls Gaza, threatened revenge. And early Friday, 2 rockets fired from Gaza, prompting retaliatory airstrikes from Israel, followed by more rockets. Meantime, the Palestinian Authority said it would halt security cooperation with Israel in the shared effort to contain Islamic militants. I'm Ben Thomas.
In Friday's attack, the Israeli military said it had carried out at least 2 rounds of strikes targeting Islamic Jihad militants who had allegedly shot several Israelis. There were no reports of injuries on either side. Israel says most of the Gaza rockets were intercepted by the Israeli defense system. U.S. Special Operations Forces have killed a senior Islamic State group official and 10 of their terrorist operatives in a remote northern region of Somalia. Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin says the operation in a mountainous cave complex targeted Bilal al-Sudani, a key financial facilitator for the global terrorist organization. Pentagon officials say no civilians were injured in the operation. And in other news, in Germany, the authorities have decided to send more tanks, or rather tanks to Ukraine to assist in that war with Russia. We'll have that